the more popular cargo items is with artists. This is from a gentleman in Minnesota who has an art gallery. And this is Alchemist, and this is Intelligence of Beauty. These are original artworks. We also have several customers who have asked us to carry representative samples of cremated remains from loved ones to the lunar surface. The going rate for cargo is $1,000 a gram, including handling and packaging and delivery to the lunar surface.
It's not immediately clear what the point is of delivering lipstick to the surface of the moon, but if someone's willing to pay, the technology is there to do it.
This is the penetrator which will carry commercial cargo to the surface of the moon. Down the middle of the penetrator is a 1-inch, 2.5-centimeter open cargo space into which we can load various objects to be carried to the surface of the moon. It's carried internally inside the spacecraft, and when the spacecraft impacts at the end of the mission, this will punch through the front and come to rest about 10 meters into the lunar soil.
This is very much a commercial proposition. They're even offering to deliver business cards to the surface of the moon, or rather 10 meters under the surface.
We have a standard rate for regular-sized business cards. One business card just happens to weigh about 1 gram. We expect these items to be there practically forever unless somebody goes up and removes them.
But the big prize is still to get a person back to the moon. And there is one private sector challenge to NASA's moon monopoly that might just succeed.
Government always plays a big role in getting things started, but after a while, the citizenry has to take over. I mean, after all, you know, the world and the universe belongs to all of us. It's not just individual governments. So I think you're starting to see that now.
Greg Olson has already been to space, but he's not an astronaut, and he's never worked for NASA. He's a businessman. Last year, he paid $20 million for a week-long trip to the International Space Station.
I know with my space flight, the money I thought about for 5 minutes, and it was a simple yes or no decision. And once I made the decision, I never thought about the money.
Olson is one of the new breed of explorers, the space tourists who are prepared to spend millions of dollars to fulfill a lifelong dream. And now there's a company who aim to make their dreams come true. They've already sent 3 people into space, and now they're adding a new destination to their brochure.
It gives me great pleasure to be here today to talk to you, because today is a historic day. Space Adventures is going to the moon.